I am your host, William Grant. I have been running a solar company here in Peoria for 6 years, and we have helped thousands of people go solar. I've been in the industry for going on 12 years now.
My name is Austin Baer. I'm your co-host here at the Solar Power Hour. I'm your local solar consultant here from Peoria. I've been in this industry for going on about 5 years. I've had the pleasure of helping a little over 400 families go solar here in the local community.
Welcome back to the 16th episode of the Solar Power Hour. With myself, William, and Austin here. Today, we're going to be talking about quite a few different things. We're going to be talking about what solar looks like in the future, where our timelines are, what our expected install schedule looks like for next year, and what the power rates are going to do.
State of the solar industry in general, but this is your one-stop shop for all of your most up-to-date information, especially for here in Central Illinois. So we do appreciate you guys tuning in for, again, the 16th installment of the Solar Power Hour. So we're very excited to get cracking. So what do you want to start off with? What do you open up this can of worms today with, Will?
I don't know. There's so much to talk about. We can talk about just what happened at the end of last month. So as it sits right now, we can't guarantee anybody an install before the end of the year. We have too many people that have signed up. Not too many. I'm happy that there's that many people that signed up. But at the end of the day, the end of last month was the only time we can guarantee people. And, you know, I know that makes people uncomfortable. You know, we're showing designs based on no tax credit. At the end of the day, if someone does get across the finish line sooner, and that can happen depending on jurisdiction and install schedule and Ameren shutoffs and things like that. But there's a small chance that people do get installed by the end of the year. But again, there's no promises. So it's the beginning of a new era.
For sure. And there's silver lining in everything, guys. Again, obviously, we're going to give you the straight upfront truth, which is why we know that you guys tuned into this. We'll tell you the good, the bad, and ugly, and it's what you need to hear, not versus what people want to hear.
Absolutely.
But again, with that, the federal tax credit is the one incentive that's currently on the chopping block. There are three other incentives to still counteract that between the state and then what Ameren has to offer as well. And so just from my standpoint, and I'm in homes all day, and so I'm the one that gets to show people what their, you know, payments would look like in comparison, even with the other three incentives that are still around, it's feasible. It is absolutely still digestible. And moving forward, the unfortunate writing on the wall is that Ameren's rates don't get to go down. And so even, you know, you might see a dip in the winter months upcoming, but that doesn't mean that there's not a rate increase coming for 2026. And as summer rolls around next year, it's going to be the same song and dance that people are singing right now. And so, you know, it's one of those things that, yes, one of the biggest parts that you hear about solar right now is that tax credit going away. But that still does not change the, I will say, A, the reliability, the peace of mind, and the overall savings that solar is providing for people.
Absolutely. And keep in mind, like, one of the positive things, at least for our industry here in Illinois, is that we are seeing movement across the state. Mm-hmm. So Pritzker did put about $50 million in funding towards solar programs, more on the utility side scale, and as well as Ameren's building a $20 million facility here around Peoria. So there's a lot of money, our power bill money and our taxes that are still being pumped into it, which is good for us. You know, consumers in the long run, it's going to be good for you as well. But at the end of the day, you know, you do have options still. You know, power rates have gone up substantially and they'll continue to go up substantially. Especially with these new infrastructure changes that we're trying to do. What was it, like something $1 billion we're going to be putting into the lines going up to Chicago?
I believe it starts with, I mean, I know there's a B involved there, if yeah. I'm not mistaken. And so, I mean, that's, you know, that's just this upcoming. I mean, Ameren had won their proposal for last year. I don't remember what the exact number was versus what they got approved. Yep. And so, I mean, again, it's always every year, there's always going to be another amount of funding. And again, they still put out that letter that Ameren sent out in black and white. It says that your rates will continue to increase as more provisions are put on your bill. Mm-hmm. You know, look at your power bill from 4 to 5 years ago under the state, local taxes and mandated fee section. It's on that second page there. And look at one of your bills today, you will see that you quite literally have, I'm going to say, I don't know, 5 to 6, if not 7 times more fees there. And that's, mm-hmm. again, that's only going to increase. And so Ameren's not, I mean, they're the supplier of this, but again, people look at them kind of as the scapegoat because that's right. Who they get the bill from. But I do think it's also important to understand that Ameren is just kind of rocking and rolling with the legislation of the state as well. They're not the only utility company that's doing this, but they're just a supplier of power. They don't generate it. So they're just kind of rocking and rolling with the delivery fees that they have to.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's not like Ameren's producing this power. It's supply and demand is economics at its finest. Because when you're increasing this consumption, like with these AI data centers, electric vehicles, human population, all these things that keep playing into our power costs, it's going to continue to go up. And that kind of leads us into the next thing to talk about, the winter rates, right? So it's getting a little cooler out there. The days are getting nicer. And we all know here in Illinois, you get a very small fall. So we will have a month or so of that. But at the end of the day, the rates do go down at the end of, at the end of the year and towards the winter. But the reason why they're going down is because there's less consumption from the grid from HVAC units. So there's actually less power demand. So they're able to give you power at a cheaper cost, right? So, you know, there's something to keep in mind that your winter rates are still going to be higher this year than they were last year. Just because your summer bill, like you're not getting hit with an $800 bill for the summer, doesn't mean that you're not still overpaying for that winter power. And, you know, again, January, they're going to negotiate for rate increases. And we'll hash out that battle between the state and Illinois Commerce Commission and Ameren, and we'll see where we end up in that. But obviously the concern is that if it went from 180 million to 330 million last year, what is going to be that approved rate increase, right? Because it's not going to slow down, folks. Unfortunately, this is only the tip of the iceberg. This is what we've been warning people about for years, is that your power costs are going to double again. And hopefully it doesn't happen in 1 year like it did this year, but there's some concerns there, right? So like at the end of the year, all the power suppliers negotiated their contracts with the local communities and whatnot, but they did it only for 6 months, which is wild. So most of these supply contracts that people just got hooked up with are going to expire and have to be freaking reallocated, which is insane, because that could be even worse for the winter rates after January.
Right. And just from my perspective again, so I always like giving that insider, just like what I'm seeing in the homes, because I do get to, you know, day in and day out, that's all I'm doing is presenting to people and answering their questions and just doing a comparison versus what they're paying now versus what solar could do. Mm-hmm. And so over the last, I would say, 2 months, I mean, we've helped out, I mean, a tremendous amount of families now. But so just to kind of give an idea of what people's offset looks like or what solar with batteries is doing, because again, when you think about the summer production versus the winter production, it's going to be a little bit different. But the easiest way that I've been seeing this operate, which is beautiful in Illinois, because again, the winter months can be harsh, but there's still, you know, solar can still help segue very heavily through it. And so the easiest way that I've been able to find this or describe it is that solar is easily able to knock out, you know, 9 to 10 months of your usage very conservatively. And then those batteries and the extra credits that you have throughout the rest of the year, you might not be able to get 100% offset in the winter months, but those, you know, you're going to get, you know, I would say easily 50 to 70% of your bills covered. And so you're able to tell homeowners, hey, you know, for 80 to 90% of the year, you know that you have as much independence as you could possibly have. I can't control the access of the sun in the winter months. That's a little bit above my pay grade, but you still get optimal production for the way that we set up the systems. And so again, to show people, hey, you know, 10 months out of the year, you're as independent as can be. And then you have Ameren in your life a little bit in the winter months when they have to chip in some power. It's still, I mean, it's amazing to show people that offset that they can receive. And so it's, you know, we don't live on the East or West Coast, so we don't just get bombarded with summer 24/7, but it's just nice to know that, again, even with the, you know, the way the incentives and whatnot are set up, the winter months are still very easily, you can take advantage of solar in them just the same.
Mm-hmm. And so people as well, like going into the winter, you know, not necessarily right now, but when we get closer to December and November, people will start to like, oh, well, I'll do it next year. I'll do this. You know, we had a lot of people in the last 2 months that have been waiting and waiting and waiting for the right time to go solar. And now they're stressed out. They're stressing us out, which is, you know, it's just everybody's like, oh, I need it now. Well, at the end of the day, it's still not too late.
Happy to be here for you guys, though. Gosh, absolutely. We're so stoked to be here for everyone.
But what happens is, you know, whenever you get signed up for solar, it can be a 2 to 3 to 4 month process, depending on what your jurisdiction is and our availability for installs. So if you sign up this month, even if we don't get you installed in December, it might be January, mid-January, or closer to February. But the cool thing about it is that you have to start using your system immediately, right? So one of the biggest offsets you're going to have, and we talk about those supply credits still rolling over, is you want to be up and operational by spring to overproduce for those supply credits. Excuse me, then to offset your bill. And at the end of the day, it's still going to work out great for everybody. You're going to beat the rush of all the other people when the rate increases hit come June of next year. You'll be ahead of the curve and you won't be sitting here waiting, you know, forever to get your system installed and end up in winter of next year. And at the end of the day, that's just how it is.
Nope. Again, the timelines are sensitive. Again, there's, you know, not much that we can do about it, obviously. The tax credit is a component, but guys, at the end of the day, still looking at the numbers, even with that going or phasing out, it still makes sense. And I cannot express that enough. Obviously, if you're moving out of your house in a year, might not necessarily be the best fit, but if you're okay with making more money whenever you sell with some equity, then heck, it could still probably make sense. But the point is, if you guys are knowing that you're going to probably retain your property for the years to come, you've got kids that are still finishing high school or what have you, love the area. It's your family, all lives around here. It's a family property, generational farm. It will always make more sense to own something than rent it in the long run. And in principle, that's all you're doing with solar and batteries as well. You could stay online when the grid goes down.
Absolutely. So just a little bit of a tangent here, but one of the things we talked about in the office meeting this week was people that had had a quote in the past or have looked into solar to some degree or another. And it seems like we're running into that more and more often. I know I hear it every time I bring up solar. Oh, I looked into it this way. I did this, that, and the other. Look, folks, it changes constantly. The materials we've used has changed over the years. The price point that you're getting at has changed. Labor costs have changed. Everything keeps changing in solar. And that's just going to be the case. At the end of the day, you need to look into it again if you have already. The numbers are different. The utility escalation is going to be different. You're going to see a savings at some point or another, if not immediately. So just, you know, let's not have so much arrogance around decisions we make sometimes.
Again, and since the beginning, all we ask is to be open-minded. Again, the whole point of our company is to differentiate ourselves. We're never here to knock other companies, but we are absolutely here to put ourselves on a pedestal to be the beacon of how solar should be done and handled properly.
Absolutely.
And that's all that we ask for. The amount of people that I've gotten to have the opportunity to speak to, knowing that I was the third or fourth company that they did make the decision to sit down and say, okay, we've looked into this multiple times. It didn't make sense, but they gave us the chance. I could count on, I would need a lot of hands to be able to tell you how many times I've been told I had a completely different presentation style, the way that our company handles the entire process, the warranties, our project management, as detailed as you want to get, I know that we have a different process and the value is there. And so it's one of those things that, again, for as much as people may know that they know the ins and outs of solar, they've seen the end all be all, you'd be surprised how much more there can be left on the table sometimes. And so that's, again, where our company excels. Our reputation precedes that. And again, I have no problem going tit for tat with another company because there's a lot to be discussed there. And so, I mean, heck, that's when people's decisions are typically made easier, is whenever they've looked into it with another company or two. And then I'm able to show them what we do and they're like, perfect, we've been waiting for you. Let's go ahead and get this rolling. And so, again, the notion of we've looked into this before, or, you know, this isn't a good fit for, and by all means, guys, I have no problem telling someone if solar is not a good fit for their home or if it's not worth their time. That's also part of our conversations. Those aren't fun, but that's part of our job as well. But to know that, you know, you've done your as much due diligence as possible, you've looked with the local company. And again, guys, that's how I choose to look at us. If you're going to get your car worked on, you go to the best local mechanic. Mm-hmm. If you've got a plumbing issue, you contact your local plumber that's going to treat you right. For solar, batteries, renewable energy, it is Sun Collectors. And so again, that's where I say, I'm going to piggyback off Will's point, but if you've looked into it before, do not be closed-minded. Please give us a chance, or just, I mean, especially with what's on the timeline right now, mm-hmm. if there ever were a time just to, you know, throw a Hail Mary and go, hey, screw it, let's make sure that there's not something valuable for us there. Again, thank you for listening to the podcast, but also thank you for giving us a call and letting us make a design for you and see what's up.
Absolutely. Because another thing is this year became the year that people actually started to implement batteries in the system. So even if it's a year ago that you got a solar quote, odds are you didn't even get to see what the incentives were for batteries or what the offset would be with the battery. Right. So, and it's funny how in the last, you know, few months, we've had a lot of people just overdo it, like overkill with the batteries, which is fine. You have every right to do so. You have all this backup generation, but you know, there's people going solar out there for quite a bit more monthly than what their power bill is. And they're getting 2-3 batteries on top of what their system is because they want that backup generation. They want that reliability. And they know that it's going to help offset even more of their power throughout the year. They see the trajectory. They see that even if one battery would get you around 70 to 80% offset through the year, why not add another one on top of it, knowing the power rates are going to keep going up? You know, essentially the power company or the other consumers of power are paying for us to go solar, paying for you to get batteries. So let's take advantage of that.
You know, they say they can't put a price on peace of mind, but I've been showing people the cost of a second battery pretty frequently and it seems to be landing. So, you know, it is feasible. But again, guys, that's the whole point. I love our software with our batteries. It's very cool what I'm able to do with our homeowners. I'm able to go through and hand select all their appliances. Obviously, every house is different. So if you've got a pool, you know, a heat pump, everything imaginable that you're running, that's cool. Our software will integrate. It'll show you exactly how many gateways, the battery ratio, and it'll even like, it'll calculate what your duration of backup is. That's so cool to be able to show families, hey, if the grid were to, you know, if crap really hit the fan for a few days, this is the independence that you truly have. You know, one battery is shooting anywhere from, I would say, you know, 25 to 30 hours, very conservatively of whole home backup. You add a second battery onto it. Now you're looking at 40 hours plus very easily. And so again, every house is a little bit different, but on average, the amount of dependence or independence that you can have because of these, it's really cool to be able to show that. And again, I've had texts from customers now already that have started accruing. If and when the grid goes down, they're one of the only houses that have their power online. So it's very easy to tell who has a battery too, if the grid goes down, because you'll probably be go knocking on their door and saying, hey, can we watch the game game over here because it's not going on at our place anymore.
I
know.
I'm still waiting for that photo or come Christmas. I want to see somebody's Christmas lights on when the whole neighborhood's without power.
Powered by sun collectors, baby.
That's it. That's going to be a great marketing photo. But let's – so I want to talk about inflation a little bit as well. So I want to be very clear on this. You know, there is a threshold that everyone can handle. I don't care what your income is. If your power bill is $1 million a month, you would be moving out of your house. So, you know, there's a lot of families out there that have a $600 power bill this summer. It used to be $300. Now imagine that being a $1,200 bill. Let's talk about the other levels of inflation that we're facing as a country. I was just talking to an insurance broker, and insurance across the board is going up from anywhere from 15 to 27%. You know your insurance policy. You know what you're paying monthly. Now that's 15 to 20% higher. Grocery costs, extremely high. Inflation is hitting us time and time and time again. Unemployment insurance, all of these things are going up across the board. And so same thing with labor costs. You know, our labor costs are a lot higher than they were 6 years ago. And so then that gets passed down to the consumer. Things get more expensive. So one thing that you actually can control and lock in is that power bill from the – or it's in, your solar bill. So that's locked in. You know what you're getting. You know what you're getting year after year. You have a 30-year warranty on top of it. I can't help you with your insurance to beat that inflation. I can't help you with your groceries, but I can make a dent in this cost that you're experiencing. And people that went solar 5 years ago, 4 years ago, they're not in the same boat. You know how many text messages I get a week of just like, oh, I'm so grateful I went solar when I did. My neighbors are complaining about their bill being $900, this, that, and the other. So take advantage of the incentives while they still last. Again, the state level incentive is capacity based, as well as the Ameren rebates that you're getting. Those are all capacity based incentives. So there will come a time where your power bill is so damn high that the state and the power companies don't have to incentivize going solar anymore. I don't want to see you on that bus when we get to that stop.
Right. And I, again, just to, I mean, we're talking about on a macro level here for inflation. I had the opportunity to sit down with a couple that moved to Peoria within the last few years, but they lived in California prior to moving here. And we've actually gotten to do some work out in California. We're very familiar with how that market operates out on the West Coast. And it should be to no surprise that things are a little bit more expensive the further west you go. Same mm-hmm. thing for east. But PG&E is one of the main power companies out there that they had. And it was very fun just to be able to, you know, we've talked about California and just what it's like and how that impact has trickled in. And their legislation is what we've mirrored pretty heavily here in in Illinois. But just to have that reformation or to have that confirmation from them, that, you know, what we are talking about here, it's true. And that's one of the biggest things that they wanted to get out from underneath is the increasing expenses. There were plenty of people around them that were getting power bills that were higher than their mortgages. Yep. Again, their power rates are about 3 to 4 times higher than what we're currently paying here. So that $300 to $400 or $500 a month power bill that you just opened up last month or two that was twice as high as what you're used to getting, take your house, drop it off in the middle of California, and congratulations, it's now anywhere from $1,200 to $1,500. And that's for the exact same amount of power that you're using, just in a different location. And so that is inevitably the direction that we're heading in. We've shut down all of our coal plants on a statewide level. We're adding AI data centers into the mix now. So the demand versus supply, it's a very clear representation of history repeating itself. We're currently in the middle of an energy crisis. California has rolling brownouts, and those are the scheduled ones. The blackouts are the ones you don't have control over. Illinois has already put out literature discussing those happening in the future, specifically from Ameren. And so again, it's one of those things that it all coincides with each other, but inflation is very real. It's a huge aspect. And again, it's not to say that you can't afford to pay your bill, but does that not mean that there is a healthier alternative for your money on the table potentially? And that's simply, again, they came to Illinois and they immediately knew that solar was the way to go. They had it out there and it was a no-brainer for them. So again, it was very cool that they knew that the local company is the way to go too.
Absolutely. So just a quick little exercise. So I just have a simple mortgage calculator on my phone here. So we have, let's take a $150,000 house that used to have a $300 power bill a few years ago. Awesome. So now that power bill is probably around $600 to $700 a month. Right. Obviously, the house could be a little bit more efficient. We're not talking about a massive mansion, but this is a real life scenario that a lot of people are facing. So $150,000 house. Now your power bill is around $600 to $700. OK, what happens when that doubles again? Well, the mortgage calculator at the current interest rate says that your monthly mortgage is probably going to be around $2,133. So then you have a power bill that ends up being $1,200 to $1,300 a month. And that is a real life scenario that could happen in the near future. So if you have a mortgage that is $2,100 and then the family trying to buy that house then has to pay a $1,200 power bill monthly around that monthly, what do you think is going to happen to their buying power or the amount of families that you can actually have as potential buyers? or if people are even going to pay that much for your house. So it actually, when the power rates and the cost of living taxes are already high here, the power rates get to that point, it can actually devalue your house because no one wants to move into a house where they're paying the same power as their mortgage, or same mortgage payment as their power bill, or even half, right? That's not how it's supposed to be. So that does happen, unfortunately. And, you know, there are some people out there with a $150,000 house that are already running a $1,200 power bill because it's super inefficient or they're running other things. But this is the future, folks. And it's like, we keep trying to warn people. We just don't want to see this, we don't want to see consumers start to just give up, right? There is still a reason to go solar. There's still, you know, just because the federal government is not liking it right now and they're taking away the tax credit, whatever, what have you, it doesn't matter. It still makes sense for most families out there, as long as you have the right credit, right house, and, you know, openness to learn.
Correct. And again, that's simply all that we ask for, is an open mind. Our job is to answer your questions, to provide the information. And again, we make a specifically catered design for your property. So we look at your energy consumption and we make a design that is uniform to your house. No two houses are going to be the same, which is why we again ask for the opportunity to give you a, you know, in-depth process. And that's why we will also tell you if it's not a good fit. But as opposed to, you know, these fly-by-night companies that are trying to slap panels up onto every house possible, leave customers high and dry 2 years down the road, and then there's more complaints than, you know, good things to be said, we're on the completely opposite end of that spectrum. And so again, it's just one of those things that there's a process. Obviously, we can have it done as fluidly as possible. That is the whole point of us being local. We have complete ownership of everything from start to finish. But there are things that are out of our control now as well. There's permitting, you know, timelines in terms of inspections and whatnot. Really, the biggest thing is weather. You know, we live in the middle of the Midwest, so everyone listening to this knows damn well as I do that, you know, we could have the mildest winter ever, like the last couple of years, or we could get our comeuppets that we're due for, and we could be 4 feet of snow deep by the time we're, you know, midway through November. So it's really a roll of the dice, which is why we, you know, every day is a blessing right now. Same thing I'm telling our customers. Guys, I cannot express this enough. Even rolling into 2026, solar is going to make far more sense than just not doing anything. It's the same thing people said 5 years ago when I started into this industry. We're going to wait to see what the power rates do. We're going to see what happens. Holy hell. Guess what? Power rates went up tenfold, and now we're sitting here complaining about it, looking for solutions. Do not let the one setback of the tax credit going away possibly be the reason that you do not save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars moving forward. Again, you do not have to be in your house forever for this to make sense. The equity that it adds is exponentially going to be worth more than what you would have put into Ameren by not doing anything at all. And so again, ROI is able to be calculated a few different ways, but at the end of the day, guys, just be open-minded to it. I cannot stress this enough. It's not a good fit for everyone, but for the houses it makes sense for, it's a knockout. It is such an organic fit, and the amount of people that I now have in my, it's called my Victims of Mass Savings, but I have this photo album of just shy of like 500 people now at this point. You could throw a metaphorical dart on this photo album and any family that it landed on, I would bet you my bank account, it's not a lot, but no, I bet you my bank account that they've been incredibly satisfied with their process right now. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I have so many people in any direction in Central Illinois and go 15, 20, 30 plus miles in any way. And I have people that I've been able to help with this. And it's so cool to see how this has worked year after year. No one has, everyone's called me and been like, hey, we just saw that Ameren's rates went up. We really regret not having to deal with that. So it's just, again, think about it feasibly. If I could go back and eliminate your gas price at the pump 3 or 4 years ago, so that every time you went up, you're not paying more gas and you could eliminate this otherwise cost that you always have. Again, you don't rent your gas, but you're using it as a continuously occurring expense. It's the same thing. If you could lock in that gas price and never pay more, it's the same thing you're doing with your power bill. The big difference, though, is, again, you're paying off an asset. So once you own this thing outright, if you're doing 100% of your power or damn near, you're as independent as you can be. You're going to receive power bills that are 15 to 30 bucks a month from Ameren, you know, whatever your gas usage might be. But compared to the $500, $600, $800 bills that I've been seeing from homeowners, please allow me to, I mean, I will show you. Please allow me to show you. But again, it's so feasible. Don't count yourself out. And again, if you've looked into this before, do not use that as a reason to not make that final call or give us the opportunity to show you what we can do.
Absolutely. And I know you guys hear the passion in our voices because it is a very serious matter. It is something where, you know, we talked about inflation a moment ago. People do start to get overextended. They start to put too many things on their credit card, right? So what we do with solar, you're just taking a bill you're already paying and swapping it out. But there have been quite a bit of failed credits lately because people are getting overextended. Their families are at that threshold of what we can allow for our credit loans. So at the end of the day, that's something to consider. I do want to talk another thing about the power company as well. So I live in a condo. I'm rehabbing it to lease it out at some point. And what's happened is I'm on budget billing, or not budget billing, but time of use rates, mm-hmm. smart pricing. And it works out well for where I am because of where I, like when I'm home and the HVAC and everything else. So I do save a good bit of money with that. But recently they started sending me emails about, hey, on this day at this time, we are going to charge you an exuberant amount for power. It's like super, super high what they're going to be charging me just to try to get me not to use power so they can send it other places. Right. And to me, what that feels like is that's a warning for brownouts. Right. Or critical loads that we're going to have to supply power to, like hospitals and schools need that power. So people like myself are just going to get the raw end of the stick because, you know, that's just the way power works. And another thing it signals to me is that we might be moving to this mandatory time of use rate. And that happened in California. It's happened in a lot of other states that have a big solar program. So at the end of the day, right now, your price point is kind of set with your supply and delivery. But keep in mind, it can fluctuate and there can be legislation that mandates that you go onto a time of use rate. And I think Ameren over the next couple of years will be looking at that heavily because there is a lot new, there are a lot more new pricing programs that Ameren has, which is a concern, right? Because, you know, at the end of the day, that's another reason why those $600 bills turn into those $1,200 bills real quick.
Right. But again, there's always a solution whenever there's problems. The whole point of our systems and batteries, I think Ameren's a little late to the party, but they should theoretically have these, like their time use rates coming out, which mm-hmm. our batteries are able to counteract. I believe ComEd already has theirs installed, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken. The whole point is that you can have your batteries charged during the cheaper parts of the day and then have them discharged during the more expensive parts of the day. And so you naturally just have your battery integrated with your house working as a second line of defense, or I guess you can have your panels as your first line of defense, if you will, but then you have your batteries naturally as your second line of defense, just keeping you, again, as independent. And so it's really cool to see the technology for batteries that's come out recently and just how they're integrated with the home. Again, you can do direct loads or, you know, get really specific to say, hey, you know, shit, really hit, I'm sorry, crap, hits the fan. You know, you're able to have it, you know, a little bit more precisely oriented, or you can just naturally have it do whole home backup. So, you know, if the grid's only down for 3 or 4 or 5 hours, you don't even notice a difference. You wouldn't know that it was done between the battery versus, you know, if it's coming from the grid. So it is cool to see how they enact. It's very nice to know that we have the ability to provide that solution. Mm-hmm. But for the love of gosh, if you don't give us the chance to show you, you'll never know.
Absolutely. Just wanted to touch on commercial as well. And I know some of you folks, like, you are clients of ours. You are here at the podcast. You know, sometimes it might feel like we're hitting a dead horse, but this is information that's changing rapidly. So please educate your neighbors or tell people to listen to the podcast, whatever you could do to get the word out. Because, you know, Austin and I already know this. We share this out of the goodness of our hearts for free for people, whether they be competitors or homeowners or people that went with a different company. For free. We, if anything, we pay money to make sure this podcast hits more ears. And on a lighter note, too, we have had an uptick in subscribers and people listening.
Okay. And again, our appreciation, again, from the bottom of our hearts. Again, this is kind of a passion project that we have going on. But I do like the fact that, again, it's something that will grow organically. But again, to see the subscriber count go up and the viewership naturally raise, we do know that it is reaching more ears. And so mm-hmm. for the people that do tune in, again, I, you know, kudos to yourself, tap yourself on the back, because you are giving yourself that knowledge that most people don't know. And again, mm-hmm. I will say that I would almost assume most people that have listened to this podcast probably know more about solar the industry than 95% of the people in the people that work in the industry, because that's just how it goes. This is accurate.
Yep. But yes, touching on commercial does have an effect on residential. So the way I see it in my head is that we have had a lot more interest in commercial lately. The commercial does get until the end of next year to take advantage of the tax credit. My concern is for the regular consumer, the regular homeowner, is if we have these massive projects that we need to get installed, the backlog, your time, it could end up being a 5 to 6 month process to get you installed. By all means, we'll get you installed as soon as we can. But that's just kind of where the direction is going. There's, you know, we just had this huge rush of homeowners that wanted to go solar for the tax credit end. And now I think, you know, come in the next 4 months, we're going to have even a bigger rush of consumers from the commercial side going, because when they get hit with that power rate in June and their $2,000, $5,000, $10,000 bill then turns into a $20,000 bill, that's when the net profit started to become at stake, and no one wants to lose their net profit, speaking as a business owner. So just keep that
business in mind. LLC, yeah. Flipping giant bill. Again, guys, farmers, business owner, I cannot express this enough. There are so many, on top of the incentives, and there's additional tax rate. Like, there's so much on the table out there mm-hmm. for business owners right now. It's not even funny. And so, again, this might be the fifth time I've said it now, this podcast episode. If you are open-minded, give us a chance. Again, guys, all our job is to do is show you the numbers,
answer the questions,
and make sure that you guys have the info that you need. But if you don't give us that chance, who knows what you're leaving on the table. But the whole idea, again, if you own a business, I shouldn't have to tell you why owning your power would make more sense than renting it, especially if you can eliminate a cost for, you know, monthly expense. But that's not me. That's for you to know and find out. But I have the tools to show you.
Yep. And again, no, like all the designs we build, there's no high pressure sales. It's all just numbers. It's all what you need.
So high pressure. No, I'm just kidding. No, guys, I cannot. I'm sorry to interrupt. No, just for my background, because again, I'm in the weeds day in and day out. And again, our reputation precedes us. If you look us up online, and please read those reviews, my name is in there left and right. And there's a reason for that. I think the only person that has me beat in the amount of times her name is mentioned is Kate. She's a project manager. She handles most of the project management around here for this part. She's got an amazing team behind her. But it's the communication that we have and what we bring to the table. And I will say that that's, you know, I'm trying to figure out where I want to go with that point indirectly there. But like, I guess ultimately, you know, the communication with everything that we have on the back end right now, it's sublime. And so I need you guys, man, this is my last time saying it. Look into it. If you haven't done it already, this is your last chance for the tax credit to possibly be on the table.
The horse is dead, Austin. The horse is dead. Stop hitting it. But yeah, also in the review side of things, my name's definitely mentioned more because it says Sun Collectors. I'm Mr. Sun Collector.
All right. He might, on a technicality, but for what it's worth, Austin's in those reviews a lot. No,
Austin does a great job.
No, guys, and again, all I'm getting at there is on the insider scoop of things, I mean, the community's been a blessing, and what we've been able to create in this community and what we've been able to, you know, develop into, it's not going to slow down everything that's, you know, each year there's always another wave that crashes down on us in this industry. Mm-hmm. I would love to be at the point now where I feel like I'm weathered enough that I don't really care. It's just got to keep rolling with it and do what we got to do. But guys, I feel like hopefully put a bow tie on this whole thing. We are going to be the leading source of information for this moving forward. We will always have the stability here to not only maintain and do our own installs, but the other companies that are no longer here as well. And so just know that, you know, Sun Collectors is not only here for us. We also have Oasis Electric to serve the community. Mm-hmm. But again, Will and I are very, very appreciative of everyone that has been lending us our ears or your ears on this information. But again, just moving forward, know that solar is not anywhere close to being done. We still have a lot to do.
Absolutely. And then on the community aspect, we have a couple of good announcements. For the last couple of years, we wanted to do a customer appreciation event. And this month, we actually are doing that. And it's going to be awesome. We're giving away a trip to Vegas. We're giving away gift cards. We're giving away swag bags, free food, free drinks, alcoholic. You know, we know how to party. Look at us. And so all of our clients over the last 6 years have been invited. Obviously, people that sign up before the event as well will be there. But it's a great way to get, you know, 250 to 300 of our clients in the same room, get them passionate about what we do and what impact we make. We're going to talk a little bit about the charity. It's not like a timeshare thing or whatever. It's just saying, hey, look, this is where we are. You guys have helped build us to where we are. We're very appreciative of that. And then educate people in the referral program and make sure that they know that they can actually make a little bit of an income by helping people go solar. So I'm so excited for that event. It's going to be so much fun for all of our clients, and they get to know each other. Everybody in the room is going to have something in common.
Love the idea of drinking with all my customers. I'm very much so looking forward to it.
I thought you'd do that already. But yeah, right now we're at the Morton Pumpkin Festival as well. So stop by and check us out. You know, we're at the Farmer's Market down in downtown of Peoria every single week.
If you are not on the Tipping Big Facebook page, please subscribe to that. We do monthly events where every month we choose a local restaurant. We get as many people to go as possible and everyone tips them $100 at the end of the meal. It is an absolutely phenomenal event, mm-hmm. but it's great networking. Again, there is no limit to this. Obviously, the more people that show up, the more of an impact that we have on someone's life. And again, I mean, we're probably beyond the $50,000 range for what we've done and contributions through that alone over the last few years. But guys, please check out the Tipping Big for the community page. It's one of my favorite events that we do. And I, the more people that show up, it's always a huge impact and a blessing for someone.
Yep. And I guess the last thing is, if you sign up this month in the month of September, you actually get a Jackery power bank as well as a solar panel to charge that Jackery power bank. So it's got quite a bit of output. You could charge your phones probably for 3 or 4 days and never have to worry about it. It's really for like camping or outside events or tailgates or what have you.
Yes, sir.
But you know, at the end of the day, power goes out and you choose to go solar, and for whatever reason, your battery's not working, you now have a backup standby battery that you can plug in the small electronics and stuff too. So, and that's to get people make that step forward. You know, again, you get a Jackery power bank as well as a solar panel to charge it. Sorry, I'm running out of steam here, I guess.
Yep. So again, guys, like I said, it's a fun little way to kind of put a nice little bow tie on our projects. But by all means, like I said, never better time to look into it ever than now.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. And then if, you know, obviously if you sign up after this month, next year, we're going to be doing a community or a Sun Collectors community event as well. So it's not too late. There'll probably be a bigger and better trip. Everything we do, we always do it bigger and better. So this will be the foundation, but still going to be a great party. And I would love to see everyone there.
Looking forward to it, guys. So thank you very much. I think that'll wrap it up for the 16th episode of the Solar Power Hour. So again, this has been Austin and William, and we will see you guys in the next one.
Everybody have a good day.